Gary, a huge congratulations. And what was the expectations levels like heading into this event?
Yeah, Kieran, thank you very much. There was no expectation. We were just going to Idleman for a bit of fun. It just came over a conversation last Saturday after we won the Spurns Rally that we'd go somewhere to get some mileage. So, yeah, we had a late entry into the Manx Rally last Tuesday. And then, we had to go on the boat on Wednesday and go and do the event.
We're going to speak about the Spurns Rally in just a moment. Talk to me about going into yesterday. So you were 50 seconds going into yesterday's stage. So you obviously started on Friday as you meant to go on.
Yeah, actually, again, we were nowhere in the first three stages. I think we were 6th or 7th overall. But the top 20 is very, very strong out there. So, yeah, we just decided on Friday evening when we put the lights on to have a go. And, yeah, we went from leading by 4 seconds to 54 in three stages. You know, we just... We just blitzed him in the dark, and then after that, it was a matter of managing our lead on Saturday. So that's what we've done. We take a few seconds and give a few back, which is part of the game, and then we had enough in the tank then to take over overall victory.
Listeners may be unaware, Gary, regarding the new car. Can you talk to us about the new car? And obviously, a great success last weekend at the Spurns Rally, but talk to me about this new car.
Yeah, it's one of the latest cars from Ford, from M Sport in England. Yeah, it's a Rally 2 car. It's brand new, so yeah, it's great to win two rallies on the start of the new car. It's a 2025 car, and as the man says, when it's new machinery, it's just fantastic to drive, and I just look forward every weekend to driving it. And yeah, it's great to win the first two, but yeah, it'll be hard to keep it going, but look, we're enjoying it. Me and Rory's had it a long time, and we're doing it for the fun, and we're having smiles on our faces again, which it's all about.
And speaking of the man himself, Rory, a well-known Letterkenny and the rallies, not just in the rallies circles, but well-known in Letterkenny. Talk to me about your co-pilot. Is it the case of a good team?
Yeah, without a doubt. Me and Rory gel from the very first time we met 20 years ago. And yeah, it's a funny fact that they were telling us on the ramp yesterday, you know, Rory's been won by Colin McRae and Richard Burns and the late Bertie Fisher. In fact, Rory won this rally 35 years ago with the late Bertie Fisher, so 35 years on, he's won it again. So, yeah, it's great to be held in that accolade. But, yeah, Rory Kennedy's a legend in his own. And, yeah, he seems to keep me on the tarmac, which is very hard to do, you know, when you're a bit of a loose cannon like myself, to take somebody beside you with a sensible head. And, yeah, Rory does do that, and I admire him for it. Not only sitting alongside me, but he's a mentor as well.
Finally, Gary, what about the future? When's the next event coming up for yourself and Rory Kennedy?
Yeah, we've very little intention of doing many rallies this year, but the new car arrives, so thanks to Neil McHugh there and Donegal and Ryan Lockham from County Tyrone, so the car came through them. But yeah, we actually have the Circuit of Ireland this weekend, so I'm working tonight in the pub and then working Monday, Tuesday, and we're going then to the Circuit of Ireland Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So yeah, we have quite a tight schedule at the minute for two old men that's nearly been retired.
Speaking of tight schedules, we are now at the 13th of April. What about June? I'm sure the Donegal International Rally certainly on the radar.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. And that's why I went to Isle of Man to get mileage for Donegal. It's the jewel in the crown. It's the big one. Yeah, if it keeps going like it is, we'll be very happy. But motorsport's a funny thing. It can change with a flip of a coin. But yeah, everybody's mind now is set for Donegal in June. And the amount of people that will be in Letterkenny for that weekend, it's a pinnacle of their crown. And yeah, definitely, it's, as we say up here, Christmas comes twice a year, and the second time it comes in June, and we can't wait for June now.
Gary Jennings, well done once again, a huge congratulations, and thanks for joining us here on Highland Radio Sunday Sport.
No bother, thank you very much for all your support.